The Southwest Region School District began construction of a new K-12 school in Koliganek in May of 2013 using the state's Capital Improvement Projects funding. The $25 million project was later delayed multiple times because of the inability to ship materials up the Nooshiegak River. The 65-mile trek became impassable for the large barges carrying loads from the Dillingham City Dock last spring after low winter snow conditions led to lower river levels. During that time, Rick Dahlman, the Director of Facilities and Maintenance for the Southwest Region School District and Project Manager, discussed several options for shipping the 10 barge loads.
I mean, we were kind of looking at everything this spring. I mean, they looked at the hovercrafts that are over in that Bethel area. They got them a couple of big hovercrafts that they move freight and stuff up the rivers. We even looked at helicopters if it would be worth trying to get it there.
Dahlman says the extreme conditions were discussed because construction would have reached a standstill. He says the shutdown would have kept 8 to 10 locals from earning a living during the summer months in which many gave up fishing jobs to work on the school. Dahlman says that all changed when contractors offloaded smaller load portions for shipment upriver on Vitus Marine's smaller barges. He says since late spring, the small barges have taken 6 of the 10 loads all the way to the site, with more on the way as river levels increase.
At this point, we got enough stuff up there to really keep the building going. We've pretty much got it almost enclosed now. You know, we got all the structural steel up, all the panels are up, and we're just kind of working on the roof now to get it dried in.
Dahlman says the district hopes to have the school construction completed by March or April, with an official move-in for the fall school year in 2015. He says the community overall will benefit from the new school, and in his experience, learning improves.
This is my fourth school I've built out here for Southwest, in the last 15 years, so I can really tell the difference when you put these kids in a newer building. It's amazing how the learning goes up.
He says the community has shown excitement because this is the first new school building in Koliganek in almost 50 years. In Dillingham, I'm Luke Brummer.